Sport at stadiums in Australia is about to get next level with the advent of 5G technology, Pinky. This is taking your viewing experience at the stadium, at the venue, to its nth degree.
Don't tell me we're going to be at an actual game and encouraged to stare at our phones.
Not so much.
Oh, okay.
But you have to use your phone if you want to utilise some of the technology that will be available. And this is, look, all across Australia. We're talking Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth and Canberra with smart stadium technology, they're calling it. So, yes, you'll have your phone or your device on you while you're up in the grandstand, and you can point your device, say, at the try line and zoom in. Relive that moment instead of looking up at the big screen. You've got it right in front of you. You can take the video referee and all of the angles that they see that from while they're going through the decision.
So then you can be bitchier online about what the referee decided because you watched it too.
Yep, you can.
Great.
You can have the wrong opinion with more technology.
You can be more of an expert.
That's right.
Yeah, good.
You can take the referee's video feed as well, so you can watch the game from the perspective of the video of the ref, which would be interesting as well. People might get a bit of an insight into what those refs go through.
Still become more expert-y.
And it's not just the playing action on the field. Yes, you'll need 5G technology and your phone hooked up to it, and you can get all the stats that you want and point at your phone at the field and get all of the...
Or your iPad.
Crystal clear technology and all that. It's all good. But, I mean, it even starts at the gate. You don't even have to buy a ticket.
Okay.
It's biometric identification or, like, facial recognition.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so you walk past the gate, bing, they've got your face, you walk straight in. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of different ways to utilise the technology around the field. Like, you're pointing it at different parts of the field. You can relive that moment from 1989 when this try was scored and all, like, wow, all of this tech being brought in.
Does it make getting food and drinks easier?
Yes, you can press.
That's always a pain.
You can press a button and have your drinks delivered right to your seat.
Like Uber drinks in the stadium.
Uber drinks in the stadium.
But they still cost you $50 a beer.
Yeah, well,
I may be exaggerating a little bit.
I think you're underestimating a little bit there as well. Yeah, because that's the worst. As you say, you try to get up, you miss all the game action.
That's annoying.
And then you can only get a certain amount that you're allowed to take there. You can actually have it scheduled in so that the waitress will come
down.
That
might create more jobs too.
Every 15 or so minutes, you can get a beer or get your drink or the food.
Will it make the ladies' toilet queue shorter?
There is no technology in the world
seriously
that will be able to combat.
Why not?
The
smart
ladies line up.
5G, get it together. Far out.
We're utilising the urinal in the best way we know how to. No conversation. Get in there, get it done, get out. All right, but I'm still a little bit dubious. I'll accept all of this technology when it's also able to send my wife a message with a real good reason of why I'm at the casino after the game and I haven't come home until 4 a.m.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.